Okay, let's start with Makas Daf Yud Aleph. Makas Yud Aleph, we are on Yud Amud Beis, and we are a couple of lines up from the bottom as we continue here in the very colorful second parak of Maseches Makos. So we pick up a couple of lines up from the bottom. We were talking about the Zakenim, the Ziknei Ha'ir, and the Gemara says that the Ziknei Ha'ir are there to give proper perspective to the Rotzchim B'Shogeg, to give them a certain type of Hashpa'a. But now we have, what happens if there is a city that does not have Zakenim? Says the Gemara, Itmar, Ir She'ein Ba Zakenim, a city that does not have Zakenim. Actually, let's start from the previous line. I'm not sure if we read that yesterday. Right, a city needs Zakenim, and if they don't have the Zakenim, then as we've mentioned, we need the Pasuk Kimefurish Bikra, and therefore the city is not kolet. Itmar, Ir She'ein Bazakenim, three halachos where Zakenim are mentioned. So a city that does not have Zakenim, Rabbi Ami V'Ravasi, Chad Amar Koletes, V'Chad Amar Eino Koletes. One says it still works, protects, and one says it does not work. Lamad Amar Eino Koletes, Be'inon Ziknei Ha'ir V'Leka. The one who says not because you need Ziknei Ha'ir, and you don't have that. Lamad Amar Koletes, Mitzvah Ba'alma, It's a Lechatchila. Again, we had Sugiyas in Maseches Sanhedrin and elsewhere, various times when there is something that is mentioned in the Torah, is it a lechatchila? Is it a bidyeved? Remember, we had the discussion of putting the items of Adir Nidachas in the street. Do you need a rechov? Do you make a rechov? Does that have to be a rechov meikara? Do you need to put the blood and the oil on the right thumb of the mitzora? What if he doesn't have a right thumb? Read all different opinions about different areas of halacha, which are mentioned in the Torah. Is that a din lechatchila or a din leikuva? So, machlokas here by Zakenim when it comes to an ir miklat. And we have the same machlokas in two other places, the Gemara says. The ir she'ein ba Zakenim, Rabbi Ami Vervasi, Chad Amar Naaseh Ba Ben Sorer Amore, V'Chad Amar Ein Naaseh Ba Ben Sorer Amore, Machlokas, Lamand Amar Ein Naaseh Ba Ben Sorer Amore, Be'inon Ziknei Iro V'Leka. There too, it mentions Ziknei Iro, and you don't have that. Lamand Amar Naaseh Ba Ben Sorer Amore, Mitzvah Ba'alma. Right, the one that says you still can, it is a Mitzvah Ba'alma. The Chiddush, by the way, in our context, is that it's a Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. Right, it's not just a pasuk in the Torah. In pasuk in Yehoshua, it says that v'diber ba'azne zikni ha'irahi es dvarav. Right, and you might say, okay, Yehoshua is just expanding upon what the Torah says, so there you don't have to have le'ikuva. So that's a chiddush that even there it is le'ikuva. Number two, so we have it by ir miklat, you have it by betzor mora, and finally the third, the ear she'ein ba zakenim, Rabbi Ami v'Rav Asi, Chad Amar mevia egla arufa, v'Chad Amar eina mevia egla arufa. Right, the sugi is a Maseches Sota, the anonymous corpse, where the ziknei ha'ir take part in the ceremony of egla arufa. Laman damar eina mevia egla arufa, be'inan ziknei ha'ir ahi v'leka. The one who says you do not bring an egla arufa because ziknei ha'ir ahi, you need it and you don't have it. Lamanda Amar Mevi Egla Rufa Mitzvah Ba'alma. Egla Rufa itself is, if one remembers a couple of years ago when we discussed this in Maseches Sota, it's fascinating because some parts of the process are done by the Ziknei Ha'ir, some are done by the Ziknei Sanhedrin. What's Le'ikuva? That also is an example that we mentioned of where Shlichus might not work, right? V'hein V'lo Shluchin. There's Egla Rufa itself, as we know from all the halachas, from Nachal Eisan, the Sefer Nachal Eisan, Chaim Kanievsky wrote all the halachas about Egla Rufa, many of the halachas mentioned there. Okay, but these are the three contexts where Ziknei are mentioned, and the machlokas is whether it's Adin Le'ikuva. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, maybe the Ahara that we just mentioned is related to the following thought. Why? When we have the section of Parshas Rotzchim, Ir Miklat, in Sefer Yehoshua, it mentions it in a lashon of Aza, Dechsiv, Vayedaber Hashem El Yehoshua Lemar, Daber El Bnei Yisrael Lemar, Tnu Lachem Esareya Miklat Asher Dibarti Alechem V'Gomer. As we know, that sounds like a pasuk in the Torah, Vayedaber Hashem. But here it's in Yehoshua. Vayedaber is a stronger lashon, as we know, Dibor and Haggadah are both stronger Lashonos than Amira. So why did it say a Lashon of Dibur? Mipnei Shehein Shel Torah. Because this is similar. This is reiterating and expanding on the din d'araisa. Mibrei shehein shal Torah. Rashi aval shar amiros sha'amar lo amar davar lekayim mitzvah haksuva b'Torah. Chutz mizu. Here Yeshua ben Nun is told to finish the job, as we mentioned yesterday, that Moshe Rabbeinu could not do, could not finish, and therefore it's connecting to the Torah. Vayedaber. It says Vayedaber here, it says Vayedaber there. Mibrei shehein shal Torah, it is completing the mitzvah of the Torah, so it's ke'ilu, it is connected, that's Vayedaber. Mibrei shehein shal Torah. So maybe that's also alluding to what we just said about the Ziknei is also a bigger chiddush because it's in Sefer Yeshua. But that's by ear miklat. But again, it's connecting to the fact that maybe we can darshan it on, in the literal sense because it's being mosif to what it said in the Torah. Period. Let's just finish and then we'll make a comment. Lameimra to call dibur lashon kasha. So is this to say that every time it says the word vayedaber or dibur, it is a lashon kasha? So Gemara says, in yes, dikidichsiv dibur ha'ish adoni ha'aretz itano kashos. As we know by Yosef, right? The man, the master of the land, dealt with us, very harshly. So you see, dibur also is a lashon of kasha. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute, vatanya nidberu. It talks about nidberu when the Yirei Hashem talk to each other. A nidberu el lashon nachas. Right, it's not a lashon of kasha; it's softer lashon. V'chedu omer yadber amim tachtenu l'umim tachas ragleinu, and that's a lashon of leading in a calm way. Yadber amim tachtenu, right? Rashi yenahel amim tachtenu. So you see, sometimes the shorish means a lashon racha, a lashon nachas. Answer: daber lachud, yadber lachud. Depends. Daber, the shorish daber, that's a lashon kasha, a lashon of talking, via daber as compared to vayomer. But yadber, which is a lashon of leading, you know, daber echad lador, veishnei daber am lador, that's a lashon of nachas. So therefore, it's different words, even though it seems like similar with dalid, beis, and resh. The Aruch Haner and other achronim discuss here, what about the mitzvah of mila? Right, Yeshua ben Nun also fulfilled that, right? Charvos Surim, towards the beginning of the Sefer, before the first Karban Pesach, and there it doesn't say Vayedaber. That's also Lashon, Mipnei Shehein Shel Torah. So why Dafka is Mila doesn't have that Lashon? So some say, well, maybe there's a difference between the Mila of Yehoshua and the Mila that was originally commanded earlier. Priya, says the Aruch Haner, right? Priya is not Mefurish. You know, Priya Tosfos discusses in Yevamos that Priya might be Halacha LaMoshe B'Sinai. So because the Priya is not Mefurish, says the Aruch Haner, so maybe that's why it doesn't use that Lashon. Madua, he says, Shesham Yeshua Nitzava Ala Priya She'ein Chiyuva Mefurish B'Torah. It's not Mefurish B'Torah, and that's why it doesn't say that. Also might be Mechalik between, here Yeshua is finishing up the mitzvah that was done in the Torah. There, it's the same mitzvah. Something new. You're right, Priya might not be Mefurish, but it was mentioned to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was fulfilled by Moshe Rabbeinu and the generation there. It's not like Yeshua did something new, right? Priya might not have been Mefurish, but it was mentioned earlier, right? This might relate to how we look at Priya, right? We've mentioned in various contexts. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Priya. Let's get into the general Hakira of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Reb Chaim Brisker writes in Hilchas Machalas Asuros to answer up, to explain a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim, that there are two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that we have. What he calls Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, formulate his chiddush, Mechadeshes and Mefareshes. Right? Sometimes Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me something I had no idea before, and it's a new idea. Right? Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin. Right, halacha Moshe B'Sinai is b'chadesh to us something, a new halacha that we wouldn't have known. Or, sometimes, halacha Moshe B'Sinai is mifareshes. We had a certain halachic institution or context, and halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells us to expand it, to expand our understanding of it. Right, there's a machlokas in an Arel, right, the machlokas we had this in Mesechas and Hedrim, to the Rashi and the Rambam, with an Arel, I think, that does the Avoda, is going to get Malkus. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that's what it's based on. Based on Pasuk in Yechezkel, but it's based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So, how could there be Malkus if it's not a Pasuk that's Mefurish in Chumash? Right, we need, Hishomer Pen Aler Lo. Don't you need a Pasuk in Chumash? So how can one of the Rishonim say that you're gonna get Malkus? The answer is, because the Rambam says Mefurish. Rashi says no Malkus. The Rambam says Malkus. Why the Rambam says? Because an Arel is Kizar. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me a new expansive definition of what the word zar is. A zar doesn't only mean a non-kohen. A zar means an uncircumcised kohen is also considered a zar. Maybe a kohen not wearing the proper clothes is called a zar. Without rachus yadayim v'raglayim is also a zar. So I would have thought zar is a, comes along the halacha Moshe B'Sinai and expands my definition of zar. Nisach Hamayim Bachutz. If somebody does Nisach Hamayim, one of the days in the Gemara, beginning of Tainus, is that Nisach Hamayim is also based on Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. When we pour the water on Sukkos, pouring the water, pouring the wine every day of the year, right? So that is Psukim and Chumash, V'Niskehem. But pouring the water could be a Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Different days. So what if somebody's Menasech Mayim Bachutz? That's a Machlokas Tanoim in Mesechah Zvachim. So what would that be about? Is that going to be punished? So again, is Nisach Hamayim a new idea? Or are we expanding the definition of avoda? Not only is this avoda, but this is also avoda. And we know avoda bachutz gets an onesh. Second example, many other examples given, but one of them might be priya. If priya is halacha Moshe M'Sinai, so do we say that mila is mila and priya is priya? Mila is cutting off the foreskin, priya is pulling back the skin to being megale the area. So is that two things? Or do we say priya is now part of the definition of mila? Mila is a little of both. Mila is mila and priya. So much so that Chasam Sofer has the suffix. What happens if I did not make the bracha of mila before the mila? Could you make it before the priya? So our minhag is to make the bracha of mila before the mila, and the father take the bracha of lachniso in between, after the mila, before the priya. But what happens if one didn't make the bracha on the mila? Can you make it before the priya? So that might be about, is the priya now part of the definition of mila or not? So maybe that's also part of the discussion here of the Aruch Laner and the other achronim. What about priya? So no, priya is not mefurish, or priya is already included. So again, that might be about, priya is nothing new. Priya was already, now that we have Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, we know that is the mitzvah of Mila from beforehand. And therefore, Yeshua ben Nun isn't doing anything new, so it doesn't have to say the Lashon of Ayadaber. Unlike Ir Miklat, Yeshua ben Nun is doing three more Ari Miklat that were not existent beforehand. He's being mashlim what Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do, and therefore, he uses the Lashon of Vayadaber. Good. Remember the pasuk in Pinchas that has Vayadaber Moshe El Hashem Lemor. Right, the Balaturim there points out that's the only time it says that type of pasuk. So there are a couple of unique psukim right here. Vayidaber Hashem el Yoshua Lemar, that's a unique pasuk. Back in Pinchas, I think it is. The Balaturim is Meir. Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem Lemar. Right, the only one time it goes in that direction. Good. Simani Rabbana Mehemni Vesifri. Vayter. Pligi Bar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbana. Chad Amar. One says, Mipnei Sheshiham. What is that? Sheshiham. One says because he, Yoshua ben Nun, delayed to designate the Ari Miklat until later years. Rashi, Vedei Sheshiham, Shalefrisham la'achar shechilku miyad, ad shenemer lo mibiyah kadosh baruch hu. Right, he delayed until he was told by Hashem to do it. Vayedaber. Right, he didn't just do it once he had the Sheva Shekiv Sheva Shechilku. V'chadam Rebbe B'nei She'en Shal Torah. And others say, and that's why the Lashon of Vayedaber is used. And others say no, because She'en Shal Torah, as we said earlier. Vayetav Yeshua said the Rama Eila B'sefer Torah Selokim. Another machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan and Rebbe Nechemia. Five comments of Rabbi Yehuda. That's the connection between all of these machlokos. Yeshua wrote these down, B'Sefer Torah Elokim. So that's the last parak in Sefer Yehoshua. Right, so what does that mean? What does it mean, Sefer Torah Elokim? Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia, Machlokas, that comes up two other places. Chad Amar Shmona Psukim. What does he mean, he wrote Torah Elokim? He wrote part of the Torah Mamish, the last eight psukim of the Torah. Yeshua ben Nun, before he died, maybe earlier, it just says it now, right, he was mashlim, the last eight psukim of the Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu did not write. Right, for the last eight psukim, which talks about Moshe's death, Vayamas Sham Moshe, Moshe died, so that's what it's referring to in this pasuk. V'chadama Ari Miklat, and the other opinion says, no, it's referring to the section of Ir Miklat, which is mashlim, the parsha of the Torah. So Bishlam Alman Damar Ches Psukim Haino Dichse B'Sefer Torah Elokim. I understand what that, if it's the last eight Psukim, because it says Sefer Torah Hashem. Alman Damar, right? Torah is called Torah Hashem, and it's called Torah Moshe. Right here is called Torah Elokim. The end of Zechariah is called Torah Moshe. Hashem calls it Torah Moshe. So I understand if it's the last eight Psukim, because that's Torah Hashem. Alman Damar Are Miklat My B'Sefer Torah Elokim. But if it's talking about your miklat, so he's not adding on to any psukim of the Torah. So why does it say that? So hachi kamar vayichtov Yeshua b'sifro es hadvarim ha'ela haksuvim b'sefer Torah Elokim. He wrote it in his own sefer all about how he finished the mitzvah that's discussed in the Torah, in the Sefer Torah Elokim, but not that he actually wrote in the Sefer Torah Elokim. Right, this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, which appears in Baba Basra and in Maseches Menachos, is a fascinating machlokes, each of the opinions representing a chiddush. Right, one is not more mechudash than the other one. I would say they both are mechudash. Right, two suggests, what does this Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that, well, one of the opinions, doesn't say which one of the opinions is that Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. So that's unbelievable. Right, Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he died, he did not give the complete Torah, only the last, he left out the last eight psukim. So that's amazing. But on the other hand, it's obvious, because how can Moshe Rabbeinu write he died if he didn't die? Right, that would be Sheker, says the Gemara. And therefore, it is more mechudash on the one hand, but more understandable. And the other opinion is exactly the opposite. The opinion that says even Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim. So, on the one hand, obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu. It's his Torah. He has to write the last eight psukim. But on the other hand, how could he write he died? Vayamas. It doesn't say he will die. It says he died. So how is that possible? Right? So that is the other tzad, that's the chiddush that he wrote that. The Gemara says there in Menachos and in Bava Basra, Menachos Daf Lamed, Bava Basra Daf Tesvav, that he wrote it bedema. He wrote it in tears. Right? So what does that mean? In tears, Rashi says he was crying when he wrote it. Rashi, so why was he crying when he wrote it? So you might say the Pasha says that he knew this was it. He knew that he was going to die and he wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael and he wasn't going to be able to teach B'nai Yisrael more Torah. Right? So he was bedema, he was crying. One idea. Rav Soloveitchik, in a few different places, is quoted in different formulations exactly what he was crying about, giving a different shot of, he wasn't just sad, this was Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He knew this was his time. But he says, no, he was crying because he wrote it, but the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Sefer Torah is that he couldn't write it as the rest of the Torah. When he wrote it, he did write it, but because it didn't have meaning, it didn't have mashma'us until after Moshe Rabbeinu died, so therefore it did not have the status of the rest of the Torah, and that's why the Rambam even says you could read the last eight psukim without a minyan. Even though Kriyas HaTorah requires a minyan, the Rambam paskins, based on understanding of the Gemara there, of Yachid Kori Osam, so, Hoel, the Rambam's Lashon is, Holu Mashma'on Shehem La'achar Misas Moshe, Hare Nishtanu, and therefore you can read it afterwards. What does that mean? Holu Mashma'on Shehem La'achar Misas Moshe. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, Moshe Rabbeinu imbued the entire Torah with Kedusha. He imbued it with everlasting, eternal Kedusha, but he couldn't do that to these last eight psukim, because they weren't true yet. He didn't die, right? He didn't write that he will die. There's nothing in the Torah ever that says it happened already, that it didn't happen yet, right? That would be Sheker. So he wrote it, but it didn't have meaning till after he died. He couldn't imbue it with Kedushas Ksav. That's why he was crying. Not Stam because he was sad, but because he couldn't imbue the Torah with all the Torah with Kedusha, that's why. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi's Lashon there in Menachos Daf Lamed is, V'lohaya Omer Acharav Mirov Tsaro. He was in pain. Interesting. One final point, and that is the Gra. The Gra on the Kol Eliyahu is mentioned, some say it mentioned that others also might mention it, but I know it from the Vilna Gaon. The Gra says that maybe both opinions have validity, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. And maybe there's another pshat of bedema that is different than Rashi. Right? The Gra says from the word meduma. Meduma is mixed up, truma and chulin. What does that mean for here? It means it was mixed up words. The Ramban writes in the Hagdama to his commentary on Chumash that Kol HaTorah Kula represent the names of God, Shemot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when the Torah existed before the world was created, it existed in its pristine Besula state. Meaning all the letters were all next to each other. It didn't say the words that we read it as. It didn't say Bereshis Bara Elokim. It said Berosh Yispara. You can read them anyways. But all the letters were together. So, says the Gra, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was given the Torah by Hashem, it was all deciphered. All the words. Up until the last eight psukim. Up until the last eight psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu got it and wrote it, but he didn't write it in the way that we see the words. So it didn't say Vayam Hashem Moshe. It was just in its psula natural state. Yoshua ben Nun deciphered afterwards and was given the Siyata Deshmaya of Hashem to then write over exactly what those words were. So it was there. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah, but Yoshua ben Nun was the one that explicated it and explained it for us. So says the Gra, Elu ve'elu, but it was medume. It was mixed up words, and that's why it was not decipherable to Moshe Rabbeinu at that time. Good. That is all, though, the second machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and another. The first is why Yeshua ben Nun, why it says Vayadaber. Second is the last eight psukim of the Torah. Last one, right before the Mishnah. Sefer Shetafra Bepishtan. A Sefer Torah that was sewn together. The klafima were sewn together with pishtan, with linen. Instead of what's usually used, the sinews of animals. Pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Meir. Chadam ar kasha v'chadam ar pasol. Lamandam ar pasol, which we hold. Dichsiv laman tia Torah Hashem beficha. It says by tefillin that the purpose is that the Torah Hashem should be in your mouth. The iskish kolat Torah kulo l'tefillin. And all of the other halachas of the Torah are compared to tefillin. Ma tefillin halacha Moshe b'Sinai l'tofren begidin, just like halacha Moshe b'Sinai by tefillin, to tie them together with sinews of the animal. Af kol l'tofren begidin, so to all, and therefore you cannot be tofer with pishtan. And if you do, it's pasul. The other opinion says no. The comparison is only regarding you have to use a kosher animal. If you use an animal, it's got to be a kosher animal. All the parts of the animal that you use for tefillin have to be from a kosher animal. It's compared regarding mutter beficha. It's not compared to every single halacha. And therefore, it wouldn't be compared in this way. Maybe tefillin has to have tefir begidin, but Sefer Torah would not have to have Tefillin begidin, according to this daya. Amarav chazinan lahu, our girsa is, letfillin de bechabibi, I saw the tefillin of my uncle, bechabibi Rebbe Chiya, de tefir bekitna, it was, had sinews with, with linen, not with sinews. V'lesilchazakavase, we don't pask in that way. The Ritva cannot fathom that there's even an opinion out there by tefillin. The Homachlokas is by Sefer Torah, not by tefillin, see, changes the girsa. The Ritva says it should say chazina luhu l'sifrei tebe chavivi. Right? It shouldn't say tefillin because everybody agrees by tefillin. The only machlokas is sifri. Rav Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar, just to mention what he does without saying the content, right? Classic. He quotes, we have a principle called Ein Hekish V'Gzeir Shavala Mechsa. Great. He quotes 21 examples in Chazal where we do have it part of the way. Like here. This is number 15. Right? He quotes. He says, look, it says, l'motzer b'ficha, iskish, l'hilchosav lo iskish. So, you don't always have a comparison that goes the whole way. You compare some and not the others. And he quotes here, in Klal Kuf Tez Zayin, yes, that's true, but there are other examples that we have, l'mechsa. And he quotes this from various Rishonim and various Gemaras, in his classic style. So that is just the makar to mention. Also, the pasuk here quoted by Tfilit is also a very significant pasuk. Right? Laman tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. The Bach made this pasuk famous. What is it? The Bach in Hilchas Sukkah, Tafresh Chafei, where the Bach says that there are three Lama'an mitzvos. The Bach says there that it's very unusual for the tour to get into hashkafa behind the mitzvah. And there in Hilchas Sukkah, he gets into hashkafa. He says, what do you have to think about when you sit in the sukkah? Anane HaKavid, and Hashem took us out, and it's supposed to be in Nisan, and it's in Tishrei instead. So why is the tour doing that? The tour is a halachic work, says the Bach, where the Torah itself says, do this mitzvah so that you have this kavana, so then the kavana is ma'akev. And he says those are the three lama'an mitzvos, sukkah, tzitzis, and tefillin. Sukkah, laman de'idu darasechem, tzitzis, laman tizkeru, and tefillin, laman tia taras Hashem b'ficha. Those are the three laman mitzvahs, and that's where kavana plays more of a crucial role, and therefore, that's why the Torah says it in those contexts, mentions kavana, because their kavana plays a role. And definitely l'chadchila, that's why we have to really try to make sure we have proper kavana when we put on our tefillin and our tzitzis and sit in the sukkah. Good. Says the next Mishnah. Echad Mashuach Mashem and Mishcha v'Echad Amru b'Vegadim v'Echad Shavar b'Mishichuso. It doesn't matter which of the Kohanim Gedolim die, any one of them would allow the Rutzeach B'Shogeg to leave. Whether he's Mashuach B'Shem and Mishcha, he was anointed with the oil, the special oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Or Meruba B'Begadim, the Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol, not through the oil, but through wearing the eight vestments of the Kohen Gadol. Why does it mention both? Rashi says, two different times in history. Rashi says, before Yoshio HaMelech hid the oil, those were Mashuach B'Shem and Mishcha. afterwards, Meruba Bibgadim. Right, that's the Rashi. If you look in the Ramban, you look in the Ritva, that's a problem, because the Gemara is elsewhere to discuss two Kohanim Gedolim at the same time. Right, well, one Meruba Gadim. Does it mean like at the overlap time? Maybe there was a Mashuach, and then he got Tameh, and then there was a Meruba Gadim. So they try to figure out maybe against Rashi that it's not Dafka a... one right after the other, right? Because it says in Harios, right? I'm reading from the Ritva. Says the Pirish Rashi,
Number
one, you have in a few lines, we're going to have on Amma Beis, do you have they all have to die or just one of them has to die? So obviously, there could be more than one at the same time. And he says, or more mefurish in Harios, Amru, Mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha kodem liftos l'mruba begadim. Remember the Gemara there and the Mishnayot there talk about who goes first. Talmud Chacham am ha'aretz, Mamzer, all the different. So it says there that the Meruba, b'shemen ha-mishcha, you'll be podem before the Meruba begadim. Obviously, they're at the same time. Obviously, there's an overlap. You're saying, who would you be podeh first? Or the Nazir says, Yitame Meruba Begadim, Val Yitame Meshur Hashem and Mishcha. It quotes the Gemara in Nazir and Dapem Zayin. So there are Gemaras that seem to say there's an overlap. Right? So that's why the Ritva gives a different shot based on the Ramban, that, you know, that maybe Rashi says that that's true, but, you know, that's, there are other examples where there might be overlaps and there's different pshatim for Rashi as well. Okay, but let's continue. So whether it's the Meruba B'Shemen HaMishcha, Meruba Gadim, Vechash Arami Mishichusa, or a Kohen Gadol that took over for a little bit, but, because the first Kohen Gadol was, Tameh or unable to do it, and then he's no longer, Machzir Netzarotzeach. All of these allow the Rotzeach to go back to his hometown. Rabbi Huda Omer Af Mashuach Belchama, Machzir Netzarotzeach. Even the Kohen Gadol who gives the pep talk by the war, also is Machzir the Rotzeach. Lefichach, therefore, Imosian Shal Kohanim Misafkos Lem Michya Vaksus, very famous, the mothers of the Kohanim used to give food to these people, Kadesh Lehis Palo Banam Shiamusu, so they wouldn't daven that their children should die, right, and that's why they wanted them to feel good, and that's why they gave them food. The Aruch Haner here discusses, without going into it, why Dafka the mothers, why not they themselves? Why did that dafka the mothers? The mothers are obviously have rachmanis, but why dafka they? The Tiferes Yisrael says maybe not the mothers, maybe the mothers are not the kohanim themselves because they didn't want to appear themselves to lower themselves, so to speak, to do this. V'gam hu atzmo lo yefarnesu dezeu neged kvodo demechzi kimisyare mipanav. This is the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is going to lower himself to bring food to these Rotzchim B'Shogeg. Find the mothers. But the Kohen Gadol himself says that the Tiferes Yisrael, Gam Machzid Hachshad, and also, it's as if he's admitting to his Aveira for not davening properly. So, that's not appropriate to be done. The mothers is Ava Mekalkelas Zashura. The mothers can do whatever they want, but not otherwise. And based on that Tiferes Yisrael, the Chashuk Echemet here discusses, is it appropriate ever for someone, if there's a very chash of Jew, let's say there's a Gadol Ador, and there's somebody who is not the Gadol Ador, that is choshed and very upset at the Gadol Ador, just because they're living in their own world, not because the Gadol Ador ever did anything. Ha'im roi l'gadol ador l'vakish mechila me'adam shemakbet alav, shalom b'tzedek. Is it appropriate for him to lower himself, just say, you know what, it's amvater, I don't care, it's worth it for me. Or is it beneath his covet? So he quotes this to Pharisee Yisrael, that one has to be careful. It's not just, you know what, I might as well. But sometimes maybe it's beneath his covet. Or maybe not. He quotes the Gemara at the end of Yuma. We've quoted this story before. Right, an Erev Yom Kippur, Rav goes to the butcher, right, to try to make shalom with him. And the butcher says, get out of here. Rav Huna on the way says, you're going to kill the butcher. Right, so it sounds like there Rav was a Gadol Ador, he goes, unless Erev Yom Kippur is different. But either way, that's an interesting discussion. Weiter. Mino ani mili. How do we know that the Kohen Gadol is machzir? Amar of Kahana Damar Kra. The Yashav ba ad mos ha-Kohen ha-Gadol. One pasuk. Viksiv ki bi'ir meklato yeshev ad mos ha-Kohen ha-Gadol. Viksiv, third pasuk. V'achrei mos ha-Kohen ha-Gadol. Three times the end of Sefer Bamidbar discusses this. So that's to include all the different types of Kohen Gadol. Rebbe Yehuda, he added on another one. Ksiv krachrina lashuv lasheves ba'aretz ad mos ha-Kohen. V'gomer. V'idach. And what does the first opinion do? Midlok siv ha-Gadol. Chan me'anachu. It's referring to back to one of the earlier ones, not to a separate fourth one. Period. L'fichayim ha-zein shakonev v'chulu. Time edu lo matzlu. The reason that the mothers are doing it to protect him so that they don't daven that their son should die. Hamatzlu maisi, but if they would daven, they would die. V'haksiv, what do you mean? What kind of power do they have? Katzipar lanud, kidror lauf, ken kilas chacham lotavo. Aklala kilas chinam lotavo. Right, the klala is not going to happen. So they didn't do anything wrong. Omar hahusaba mipirki derava shamili. They did something wrong. Shohailan levakesh rachmim al doron velo bikshu. The Kohen Gadol has such power. If he would have davened hard enough that nobody is killed b'shogeg, so that would have worked. He obviously didn't. And therefore, there's a little shemetz of a stain, and that's why the tefillas are going to work. If you look in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on the pasuk in Maaseh, he just adds in a little bit, not stam that he didn't daven, but he says, this is Lamed Hey Chaf Dalid. He says, Umetol delot sali biyoma te kipure bikodesh kudshaya al tlas averon kashyon. He didn't daven in the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur for the big three averis, delo yiskalun ama beis Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael don't stumble in these areas. Bipulchana nuchra'a ubegilui eryusa ubishtidus adam zachya. He could have uprooted them and nullified them with his prayer, with his tefillah in the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. That's why he has knas against him. And that's why the mothers try to do this to make sure they don't daven. Also described by the Bali Musar, they're really davening Beis Sara, their tefillah is powerful, just like the Ovri Drachim in Yuma. That's usually the two sugyas that are put together. Why should the Ovri Drachim in Yuma their tefillahs be listened to? Right, the Kohen Gadol says, don't listen to the tefillahs of the Ovri Drachim, because nobody else wants rain yet. And I'm saying everybody wants rain and they don't want rain. Why should their tefillahs work? And why here? So these two gemaras are mentioned to say that the power of a tefillah based sara, when people really need it. Viter. Vika da amri kadeshis palo b'neim shalayimusu. The opposite. Not that they shouldn't daven that they should die, but that they should daven that they shouldn't die. Taima damatzlo. So the reason that they do not die, the Kohen Gadols, are because they daven. Halo maslo maisi. What if they wouldn't daven, they would die? My havalei lemevin. Same kind of question. Similar. So what should they do? Hacha amrinan, tuv yechata v'zigud mangid. Right, that's the phrase, right? Tuv does a sin and zigud is mangid. It's quoting from a story elsewhere from Arvi Psachim that somebody once came to give, to say that somebody did something that's chayim malchus and they get malchus. There's only one witness and they're just being malshin. So what, he did the avera and I get malchus? Or hasam ksiv, shchem nasiv umavgoi gazir. Right, shchem. From Shechem, right? He wanted to marry Dina, and the whole city, Mavgoy is the name of a person in the city, has to get Bris Mila. Meaning, why should it be that this guy killed B'shogeg, and the Kohen Gadol is going to die? Amar Husama, Vivirka Derava Shamuli, Shoyelohen Lavakesh Rachmim Aldorim Velo Bikshu, Kiha Dahu Gavra, the Achli Arya Baracho Tlasa Parsi Minidir B'shua Ben Levi. There was a person who was eaten by a lion within three parcels of Yeshua Ben Levi, and we know what kind of level he was on. Velo Ishtoya Lob, Elio Bahade, Tlasa Yomi. Elio didn't come to him for 3 days. Because he should have davened. That's such a Tana, such a Yeshua ben Levi, somebody who could steal the knife of the Malach HaMavis in Ksubis Ayin Zion. Right? Amazing things like that. So he should have davened in order to prevent such tragedy. Period. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Kilas Chacham Afilu Bechinam Hiba'a. The opposite. Right? Not the opposite, but parallel. Beforehand we had the Kilalas, the Klala of a non-Chacham, does not come true if it's not deserving. But Rav Yehuda Marav says, the klal of a chacham, even bechinam, comes true. Minalan me achitofel. You know it from what David said about achitofel. Not specifically, but in general. Shebishah shekara David shisin. When David HaMelech dug the shisin for the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi points out, it must not have been done right before David died at the end of his life. Right? That's when David knew he was not building the Beis HaMikdash. And he still got everything ready, whatever he could. But at that time, Achitofel wasn't alive anymore. So this story couldn't have happened, Rashi says, then. It must have happened earlier. Rashi says, David must have known where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be, and still dug, even though the Gemara in Zvachim says maybe he didn't know exactly, he still dug the underground pipes that the blood was going to go down. So when he was digging, Kafa Tahoma, he hit one of the underground springs that was going to flood the earth. So, Baal Mishtavei La'alma was going to flood the whole world. Amar Ma'alechto Shema Chaspa. Who knows whether I could write a Shema Shem on a shard, Umishta B'tahoma, and throw it into this big depth, Deleku Aduchte, to stop the water from coming out. Anybody know if I'm allowed to do that? the Aruch Laner discusses what's Pikuach Nefesh. What's the Shaila? It must not have been Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe it wouldn't have flooded Eretz Yisrael. Would have been indirect. He has to come up with a Nukimta. So, Leka da Amr Levelot Midi. Nobody was saying a word. Amar, Kol Hayodea Davarze, Ve'ino Omro, Yechonek Begrono. David says, whoever knows this and doesn't tell me should be strangled. So Achitofel knew, and he told him, and he gave him the truth. But ultimately, that's what happened to Achitofel. That's the kill as Chacham. Again, not because it was David's fault. Achitofel deserved it and did it. Nas Achitofel kavachomer ba'atzmo. Omar umala so shalom einish leishto to make shalom between a husband and wife. Amra haTorah shmi shenechta b'kedusha yimach alamayim. Hashem says, by the isha sota, let my name be erased. L'chol olam kulo l'chol shekain. So to save the whole world, to make shalom in the whole world, obviously this should be mutter. So he tells David, Amar le shari. He tells David mutter. So that's what happened. Kosov shem achaspa shadi atahome. He throws it in. Nachas become aduchte. And that was it. David saved the day with Achitofel's advice. V'afilo hachi, ksiv, and even though, remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, David called Achitofel my Rebbe, my Talmud, my student, all three, but even so, even though Achitofel told him, ksiv Achitofel ra'ah, after Achitofel went over to Avshalom, and then he realized Avshalom was not taking his advice, and he saw that the rebellion was going to be squashed, he commits suicide. V'achitofel ra'ah ki lo nasta itzaso, v'yachavoshes achamar, v'yakam v'yelech al beiso v'el iro, v'yitzav al beiso v'yechanek, and he strangles himself. And therefore, that's what you see, the kilas chacham, afilu al chinam, sometimes becomes true. If you look at the Ben Yehoyada here, he quotes a question. Achitofel was a chacham gadol, right? He really thought that suicide was going to be the answer. You might just say that he was depressed, he was upset, he knew he was going to be killed by David, but he was, what happened? So he says, maybe he quotes al derech halatza, meaning a little bit tongue-in-cheek. He says there was a story, he quotes a story from the Noda Behuda. One time an Apikaris came to the Noda Behuda and said, v'derech leitzanis, he's done every single avera in the world, except for one. Ma'abed atzmo ladas. Right, he's done every avera except for that. The Noda Behuda says, and that you would never be able to do. Because if you would do it, it would be a mitzvah saseyeva uvivarta arami kerbecha. Right? And therefore it wouldn't be the avera of ma'amidas moladas. That's the story that they quote from the Noda Behuda. Says the Ben Yoyada, maybe Achitofel thought that because of what he had done, his suicide would be a kiyum of uvivarta arami kerbecha. And that's why he was wrong, but he was misguided, but that's what his suggestion is. Again, al derech halatza. Not literally, but again, just as a fun suggestion. Vayter, third to last line. Amar Rabbi Avoki Laschacham Avil al Tanai ba, even al Tanai, not just Chinam, even al Tanai, minal and me'eli, to come to Eli to Shmuel. What does Eli tell Shmuel when Eli forces Shmuel to tell him what Hashem had shown to Shmuel? Ko yasa l'cho l'kim ko Yosef, im tachachin mimeni dover. Don't hold anything back. And if anything's held back, then the same thing that's supposed to happen to me is going to happen to you. And what happened to Eli? He lost his sons. So Shmuel also, his sons did not follow in his path. Even though Shmuel told him everything. Still, Shmuel's sons did not exactly follow in his path, and that's why B'nai Yisrael asked for a king. Begomer, one of the svaras. Fine. That's number two. So a klala b'chinam, a klala al-tnai. Amrav Yudam Arav, nidui al-tnai, tzarech hafara. A nidui, an excommunication al-tnai, also needs hafara. Minalan, meaning, even if the tnai wasn't fulfilled, still, you need to actually be made for it. You have to have somebody to get rid of it. Minalan mi Yehuda. You know that from Yehuda Dechsiv, Yehuda says to Yaakov Avinu, Imlo av Yosef Elecha, if I don't bring Binyamin back to you, so then I'm going to be out of Olam Haba, I'm going to be out of Olam everything. And still, Yehuda brought him back. And still, he required the special tefillah of Moshe to remove the nidui that he put on himself. The Ritva says maybe he wasn't Mekayin the Tanai fully. Remember, he didn't bring back Binyamin. Right? He just said that Binyamin's going to... He said he was going to bring back Binyamin, and he just like took care of him. But so maybe that's part of why the Tanai wasn't fulfilled totally. What does it mean, Ruvain shall live? V'zos Lihuda, right? Connected in Zos HaBracha, are Ruvain and Yehuda, kol osim em shana shal Yisrael b'midbar, all 40 years, atzmosav shal Yehuda hayimugul galin ba'aron, all the bones of Yehuda. Right, we know all of the Shvatim's bones were taken back. Even though the Torah only says Yosef's, but all the Shvatim. See Rashi, second skinny line. Atzmos kol ha-Shvatim yatzum yimitzrayim, v'nas'um b'nehem b'midbar. Right, and that's why Yosef says, "At halam v'halisim et hasmosai mize itchem." Right, all the bones were taken up. Right, Rashi quotes that in Vayechi. So back to the Gemara. So all 40 years, Yehuda's bones were not b'shalva. They were rolling around, Mugulgon, banging around Ba'aron. Asha Aman Moshe ubiki shalav rachamim. Right, Moshe asked for Rachmanis. Amar lefan of Ribono shel Olam. Migaron leRuvain sheyode. Who was the one that caused Reuven to admit his sin with Bilha, whatever that sin was? Yehuda. Vizos liYehuda. Shema, just like Yehuda was. Admitted his fault. When Moshe said that all Avari Lashafa, the bones went into the sockets. Lo havi kam ma'ayli leilu misitta derakia. They still would not let Yehuda in to discuss in Torah in the misitta derakia. Vel amo tivianu. Moshe says, Lo havi kal yada lemishka lemitrach mishmaitza ba'adi rabbanan. He couldn't like have a good conversation after he's in. Yada revlo. Lo havi yada lefruke kushya. The Ezer Mitzarav Tia. So you see, all of these tefillos were needed by Moshe because it was a nidui al tanai. Tosfos does point out that seems to be conflicting midrashim because the Tosfos and me, the first Tosfos me, the Medrash says that Reuben comes back to the bar because he was already doing tshuva then. Right? He went to do tshuva for what happened with Bilha. But Yehuda, the whole story with Yehuda didn't happen yet. So how can you say that Yehuda caused Reuben to do tshuva? So maybe the Tosfos says Yehuda caused him to be mode barabim. Right? To be mode, not just to do tshuva in private, but lohode barabim on maisa de Yehuda. After Yehuda said, tzadka mimeni, so then, Reuven also realizes to do tshuva barabim. That's Tosfos' ha'ara, to try to put the midrashim, the medrash, together with the story here. Ibai lehu. So now getting back to the halacha. B'misas kulanu chozer, odilma, b'misas echel mehen. Do you have to have all of the kohanim gadol, right, to die, or just one of them? Tashma, nigmar dino, below kohen gadol, enoyoti misham la'olam. If, right, the next Mishnah, if a person has the Gemar Din without a Kohen Gadol, he never leaves. V'imisa, but one second. But if it's by any of them, lehader b'dahanach, why don't you leave by one of the other ones dying? It must be you need all of them. Right, isn't that a right that you need all of them? B'daleka, no, maybe there's only one. Maybe there was only one, and that one did not exist at the time of the Gemar Din, and therefore there's no Raya either way. Period. Mishnah, Mishenig Mardino, Mace Kohen Gadol. If after the Gemar Din, the guy is a Gemar Din, he's going to Galus, they're getting ready to take him to Galus, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, Hareze Enogoleb, he's Yotzei. Doesn't have to go to Galus if he already had the Gemar Din. Right, the Meiri says, it's Ki'ilu Golakfar. Right, when he had the Gemar Din, it's already as if he's there, right? Maybe because his mindset. If his mindset is there, we've quoted in the past, Rabbi Ganak writes in one of his farm about the Haggadah. How can we talk about in the Haggadah? We talk about Lashana Abba Barad Yisrael. We're still in Galus. He said it's all in the mindset. If somebody's been in jail for 50 years and he knows he's getting out tomorrow, he's walking around with a jump in his step. He's already out. And if somebody is a free man, but he knows tomorrow he's going into jail for 30 years, he's in his own house. But he knows he's like in jail already. It's all in the mindset. So here, maybe, right after he has Gemar Din, he knows he's going to Galus. He's already there. And that's why, if the Kohen Gadol dies, then he doesn't go to Galus. Im achalo nigmar dino meis Kohen Gadol, but if before Gemar Din, it's still during the trial, right, the Kohen Gadol dies, umanu acher tachtav, and then they appoint another one, ulachem ikan nigmar dino, so there was a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din, chozer b'misas l'shosheni, fine, he goes by the second one. We'll talk about why, about Hashem in a minute. Nigmar dino below Kohen Gadol, but what if somebody has a Gemar Din and there's no Kohen Gadol at the time? V'yahorei Kohen Gadol, v'kohen Gadol shaharak, or the Kohen Gadol is the victim or the perpetrator, eino yotze misham la'olam, then he never leaves. V'eino yotze, and now the Mishnah says, the Rotzeach Meshogeg never leaves the Ir Miklat. Lo le'edus mitzvah, v'lo le'edus mamo, not to give testimony for anybody, v'lo le'edus afashas. The Afilu Yisrael Tzrichim Lo. Even if the Jewish people need him, Afilu Sar Tzva Yisrael Kiyo Ben Sruya. He's the general of the army. Eino Yotzi Misham La Olam. He never leaves. Shenemar Asher Na Shama Sham Tehei Diraso Sham Tehei Misaso Sham Tehei Kivuraso. Period. This is a huge topic in the Achronim. To save the entire Jewish people, you don't leave? Why is that? So some say, the Meshech Chachma says, because he's putting his own life in danger. Right? This goes into the Sugya. The big halachic sugya of nichnas atzmacha, machret atzmacha l'safek sakana, to save other people from badai sakana, right? Giving the kidney sugyas, right? So the Hagos Amonios said it's, you have to. The Meshech Chachma says this proves against that Dar Sameach, right? In the Hilchos Rotzeach. This proves against that idea. It's a reshus at most. And here we don't let him. right? Or at least we don't make him. We don't make him, right? The quest, the Achronim wonder, what if he wants to? But we don't make him because he's endangering his own life with the Gol Adam, and therefore we don't make him endanger his own life in order to save the life of others. The Aruch HaShulchan says, maybe another Svara, Megalglen Schus HaYidei Zakai, V'chov HaYidei Chayiv. If this guy killed B'shogeg, you know, it's Mestam Hashem will not bring the Geula through him, because he was ready Chova. Megalglen Schus HaYidei Zakai. Okay, another pshat. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Bamidbar doesn't like either of those pshatim. He assumes it's purely Exeris HaKasif. After all, he says, Shamtei Misaso, Shamtei Kfuraso. Why should he have to be buried there? Are you chayiv in mitzvahs after a person dies? No. There's no chayiv in mitzvahs. So why does the person have to be buried there? He already died. Let him then go back to Kever Avos. He has to wait till the Kohen Gadol dies to move his Kever. So it must be Exeris HaKasif. So Exeris HaKasif, that's it. This is the Minchas Asher in Simin Ayin Gimel in the end of Bamidbar, where he quotes the Ar Sameach, he quotes others. No, it must be Exeris HaKasif. Ve'ein zeh kachol mitzvah saseh da'alma de'batal mishum bikuach nefesh ve'chei mishum aseh achamer mimenu de'kanav Exeris HaKasif de'bishum panim eno yotzei de'ein zeh mitzvah ala rotzeach kachol mitzvah satorah el Exeris HaKasif de'kol kiyumo v'havayaso mugbalim le'ir miklato. That's it. And he quotes that, that's what he thinks is the pshat. The Tiferes Yisrael discusses, what if the ir miklat is dangerous for him, the heir? Right? What if he's going to die because of the ir miklat? Does he still have to go there? So the Tiferes Yisrael assumes, yes, he still has to go there. And that's a big chiddush that the Achronim afterwards, discuss. Is that really, true? Should he have to do that? Okay. Kishem, finishing up. Kishem she'ir koletas kach tchuma kole, just like the city protects, so too the tchum of the city is kole, right? Well, you're in the tchum. Rotzeh she'yosel chos l'tchum, umas ha'gol adam. If Rotzeh goes outside the tchum, and the gol hadam finds him. I don't know if we mentioned this earlier, some of the shiurim from the last cycle. Who is the gol adam? Right, the Rambam mentions ro'ui liyarsho. That's his lashon. So does that mean anyone who is in line to Yarshin him? The Chazon Ish assumes it's only the six primary Krovim. Parents, siblings, children. That's it. And those are called royal Yarsho in this context. That's the Chazon Ish in Sanhedrin, Yutas Gimel. Right? Only the six Krovim. But if the Gol Adam finds him outside, Rebbe Zegluli Omer, Mitzvah B'yad Gol Adam, or Rishus B'yad Kol Adam. Rebbe Kiva Omer, Rishus B'yad Gol Adam, V'Kol Adam, Chayavin Alav. Right? Nobody else could touch him. Right? The Gemara will talk about that. Machlokas, not for now. My time up. What happens if the person turns around and kills the Gol Adam? Spashis, he's allowed to defend himself. The Gol Adam is trying to kill him. Even according to the Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Mitzvah B'yad Gol Adam is someone the person can defend himself. He doesn't have to allow himself to be killed. Right? The Mishnah Lamelech discusses that, whether he's allowed to and whether how we view that. So my time back to the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Kal Vachomer. Why is it that if a person has Gemara Din and then the Kohen Gadol dies even before he gets to Galus, so then he still does not go to Galus? My time, Amar Abaya, Kal Vachomer. Umami Shagala Kfar Yatsa Achshav. If somebody went, he leaves. Mishalo Gala Eino Din Shalo Yigla. Surely he shouldn't even go. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Vidoma Haida Gala Ichparle. Haidalo Gala Lo. Well, maybe he only has Kapara once he goes. But afterwards not. Answer, midi galus kamachapra? What, you think galus is what is the kapara and removes the chiv of galus? Mises kohen hum b'de b'chapra. It's not the galus, it's the Mises kohen gadol, right? It could happen now, it could happen in 50 years. So therefore the key event is the Mises kohen gadol, and that's all that you go by. Again, this shakla v'tarya might have to do with the svaras of galus. Is it kapara? Is it hatzala? Right, that might be the whole havamina maskana here. Imaj lo nigbar dino. Okay, let's just read one more line, and then we'll pick up. Imach lo nigmar dina v'chula minani mili. How do we know that if there is no Kohen Gadol there, that he's stuck? Amar Afkana damar krav yashava and mos hakohen gadol shem moshach hashem b'shemen hakodesh v'chihu moshcho. Is the rotzeach himself the one that was moshech? Elazesh nimshach biyamav. As long as he was nimshach biyamav, my havel lemevid. Oh, this is talking about where he became the Kohen Gadol in between. And he was the Kohen Gadol when he had the Gemar Din. So what should he have done? Find the other one earlier. You want to say he should have davened, right? That the person, this didn't happen. So my Havel Mevid, Haylo Levakish Rachamim, Sheyigmar Dino Lizchus, Velo Bikesh. Fascinating line. He should have davened that the Gemar Din comes out Lizchus. And he didn't daven hard enough. What, you daven that the Din should be crooked? the din should be false. That's a big discussion. We'll start with that next time. But either way, this is the more discussions of the second parak of Maseches Makas, the really fun parak relating to all different topics. Okay, the next two daf in Beit Hashem will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up in the third parak. Okay, we'll stop here.